Okay, right on. Right on, right on. Well, hello, my friends. Bless and peace on you. Yeah, the Open Door Praise Team. Praise and worship right there. You know that song? That's a song I actually wrote, and that's me playing lead guitar on it. Isn't that fun? I love that. Guys, I want to welcome you to this week's podcast. I'm going to be taking you, I'm going to be taking my podcast to somebody else's podcast. I recently did a podcast that's in just south of Fort Worth, Texas, in a town called Crowley, Texas, with a guy named Jonathan Cook, who is, Jonathan Cook played in a world famous band in the 90s. It was like a boy band and traveled the whole world. And I mean, like world famous band. And now he's a real estate guy and he's a kingdom guy. He loves the Lord. He's involved in politics. He's just a really interesting guy, but he's definitely homegrown and definitely homespun. And they invited me onto his podcast, which is called The Local Legends Show. Yeah. Well, I'm not any legend, but they still invited me on there. And I want to tell you, it was so good. And I wanted to share it with you today. You're really going to enjoy this. We're just going to be talking about the basics of saving boys and girls out of sexual trafficking. We're going to be talking about what God has done, what he is doing, what he's going to do, all the things that we're working on and what that looks like locally, right? And these guys are really good at what they do. Enjoy this. This is Jonathan Cook and the Local Legends Podcast. Boom.
Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Troy Brewer.
Ta-da, la-da-da-da.
Good morning, Taylor Perky. How you doing, Taylor?
Good morning. I am good. How are you doing?
Man, I'm great. I think about a couple things when I think about Pastor Troy Brewer as a guest this morning. It's a great way to come back because we've been gone for about 3 weeks, taking a rest. We always get to the point where I wouldn't say burnout happens, but I'll call it burnout. You know, 74 episodes straight every Wednesday for 3 years. We needed a break and we needed to retool some things. We had some vision casting that needed to happen. And so we're here. We're back better than ever with a new vision. We've got a great guest this morning. You know, the cool thing about Pastor Troy is James, Jonathan, Pastor Troy sat in a room, podcast room in Burleson, probably close to 3 years ago when this was just a tiny little blip of vision. This thing has exponentially grown. Now we have our own studio, our own location. It's our own show. I told Pastor Troy, I said, if you want to get started now, we can, or we can wait 10 minutes. And so we just kicked it. We walked around the office a little bit, and he shared with me off camera, James Taylor and I, a little bit about what's going on. So in Jesus' name, I bless you this morning. Welcome
Thanks,
to the
man.
Studio.
Thank you so much, dude. And by the way, it's an awesome studio, man. It's great.
It's truly. We're pretty blessed here.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Yeah.
I've got a bunch of studios, but I don't have one this cool.
Whatever. I watch your show. Your studio is awesome. I don't know where you're doing that from, but it looks like you're doing it from the world headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, you're producing an awesome podcast. Why don't you lean in, just start with that. What's your podcast? How do people find your podcast that you're doing?
Well, I have several podcasts. I have one on Tuesdays at 12 o'clock that's called The Revelation Report. Go line by line through the book of Revelation and say, don't be scared, don't freak out, it's all cool. And then on Wednesdays, we do something that's called Prophetic Wednesday, and that's at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. We do that as well. I do other ones throughout the week. We have a TV show that's called The Open Door Experience, and it's on four different networks. And
wow.
We're on the radio, 72 radio stations a day, four times a day, including 91.3 FM here locally.
Oh, cool.
Syndicated.
Yeah. Syndicated nationally.
Syndicated. Wow. So tell us.
What's your radio voice? Can you do real quick?
That's it right there, man.
That's it right there. You yes. Don't put it on.
I just try really hard not to have a hillbilly accent, which doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
No. Nope.
It's just there. Just roll with it.
Joshua, Texas.
What's happening? So shout out to Ross Hillman. He's watching live. We're going to go to the comments for just a second, and then we're going to hop right in. Alex Phillips said, good morning, gentlemen, exclamation point. Ross Hillman morning, says, buddy. Good morning, Pastor Troy, from Ross Hillman.
Hello, Ross.
What up?
And Kathy Stevens Odom, my mother-in-law, is there. So hello to Kathy. And she says hello to you, Pastor Troy.
Hi, Kathy. Bless you.
Alex Phillips is in the comments, too.
You know, I wonder about, we said hello to Alex. Let's say hello to him again. He's the Burleson Wizard. He's the owner of Burleson. If y'all didn't know that, he has the title.
All of Burleson.
He owns it. Yeah, he has the title.
That's cool.
Yeah, he has the title to Burleson.
Hey, I have an idea, Alex. You need to call me later, just as a little.
And your number is
682-521-4925.
There it is. Give him a call, Alex. making connections this morning. Candace Schrapp is watching live. Thank you, Candace. So, your TV show, what channel can people tune in and watch your show, and when is it?
Oh, we're on the Daystar Television Network, and we're on God TV. On RFD TV. Is that? The Cowboy Channel.
Oh, very
that's
cool.
Yeah, we're on Sunday mornings on that, and that's fun.
About a year ago, Pastor Troy was telling me we had just come back from Messenger Cup International, which is an amazing ministry with Pastor John Bevere and Lisa Bevere, mm-hmm. and the Messenger Cup International is in Colorado Springs, and it was amazing because we got invited, thank the Lord, to fly private on a jet, the Daystar jet, to Colorado Springs with our good friends from Daystar.
Marcus
and Joni Lamb.
You know what? I forgot about that. I remember that.
And we're sitting there on the plane taking off from Meacham, headed to Colorado Springs. He says, you know, Jonathan, I was driving through Fort Worth. I saw one of your real estate signs, and I remembered you're from Burleson. Do you know Pastor Troy's going to be on our network next week for the first time? And this might have been 2 years ago, and that was like the week before you were going on their show.
Oh yeah, and dude, it's been awesome. It's been rock star awesome. Not only is my TV show on there, but they have me on all the time on various shows, which is great. And they're so generous and they're so good. Man. They're super good people. I mean, next level good people.
Salt of the earth people. And they had you on, I guess, Table Talk or one of their shows, and it was just amazing how I don't think they were prepared. I don't think any of us were prepared how big that was going to be to get your message out there.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thank you.
And what is your message?
My message is I'm a hope fanatic. I am a hope fanatic. I cannot stand hopelessness. Hopelessness is godliness.
Are you a hope dealer?
I am a hope dealer, brother. That's me, man.
I love that.
I just can't stand. I can't stand any form of slavery. I can't stand any form. I want to kick poverty in the teeth all over the world.
Yes,
and that's why we build food banks all over the world. And I want to be a fearless demonstration of freedom, redemption, and the goodness of God. That's what I want to be.
I love that. And you are that. I mean, I haven't known you your whole life, but for years we've been friends, and I watch you up close and from afar. And I just want to say, just to fill your bucket early, you're such a mighty man of God and such a mentor and an example to so many men my age. I mean, James and I and Taylor are in our... Taylor, are you in your 30s yet?
Yes, okay. 31.
All right. Wow. To men in our 30s, you know, and younger men than us, you're just... we're still in our formative years, and you're just doing it. You're just setting such a great example.
Well, for the record, I have socks odor than all y'all.
Mm.
Yeah, you need to know that.
Did you say you have sock odor?
What? I do. And take off my boot and mushrooms fall out. Yeah, I guess that's not good.
Oh, no.
No, I really appreciate you saying that, man. Thank you so much, man. We're just doing what we do, and I'm just so blessed, man, to get to live this life. I mean, it's a cool life. It really is.
So people that don't know Pastor Troy Brewer, maybe they're tuning into the Local Legend Show for the first time ever and watching from the UK. Drop an L in the comments below if you're watching live. Tell us where you're watching from. But if they don't know Troy Brewer Ministries, tell us what you do on a weekly basis, what ministries you're involved in, and don't leave out Walnut Springs, because I was in Walnut Springs the other day eating at a hole-in-the-wall place, and I see your face in the inside of a little area there, and I'm like, he's doing it big. Here he is in Walnut Springs.
So yeah, that's
talk about all that. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, we're not playing. We're in Walnut Springs. Right on. Well, yeah, so we have a food bank there. So, okay, so I have a front row seat of Open Door Church. We started that 26 years ago. And so I'm senior pastor at Open Door Church. I am the director of Answer International. And Answer International saves boys and girls out of sexual trafficking all over the planet Earth. Wow. I'm the director of Troy Brewer Ministries, which is all the media ministries and also saving boys and girls out of the sexual trafficking. I'm co-founder of Spark Worldwide, serving, protecting, and raising kids. We have orphanages all over the world.
Hold on just a second. He was going to skip right by that. That was so cool. Spark Worldwide is an acronym. I never knew that. Say the acronym again.
Serving, protecting, and raising kids.
Dude.
Wow. My wife came up with that.
She's bad to the bone.
She's cool, man. She's really cool.
That's awesome.
Okay. All right. Keep going. I just thought that was cool. Let's pause there for a minute. Spark Worldwide.
Okay. So we're about to dig our 100th water well for this year.
Wow.
We dig water wells all over the world. No, for this year, we have 13 orphanages. We have over 2,000 kids in our orphanages. We have 13 leprosy colonies. Do you know that we do leprosy colonies?
Now, this I didn't even know
that was still a thing.
It's a thing, brother. It sure is. So we have over 600 people in our leprosy colonies, and they're villages. They're walled so that they're protected. They're in India.
And everybody in there has leprosy, I guess?
No, not everybody in there. There are over 600 people that have that, but maybe if the dad has leprosy, then the whole family can live in there. And the reason they have to live in there is because they'll be persecuted, even killed outside of that.
Because it's so contagious?
No. I mean, I've hugged and kissed all over lepers for really? 30 years. Yeah, and I hadn't got it yet. Now, sometimes my leg will go numb and I'll go, uh-oh.
Here it comes. But
I'll be like playing my guitar and I'll be rocking and go, hey. It's like a real thing for me. I'm like,
just confess that out
leprosy
here right now.
But
not today, Satan.
It's not highly contagious. And there's three kinds of leprosy that's 100% treatable. Okay. And so a lot of people that have leprosy actually don't have it. They've been treated and they don't have it, but they've already lost fingers or they lost a nose or they lost something and it looks like they have it, so they can't live in normal society in Nepal or in India. So anyway, we do that. And
are they born with leprosy?
Nope. Okay. No, you typically get leprosy through your feet, believe it or not. It's running around without any shoes on. And if you have a wound, it's mostly transferred from an open wound to an open wound. It's how it's transferred.
Oh, wow. I'm like James. I didn't know that was still a thing.
Well, in America, we don't call it leprosy. We call it Hansen's disease.
And so,
Hansen's disease? There's over 40,000 Americans a year get leprosy.
What?
Wow. But we don't call it leprosy.
Under the name Hansen's disease.
But it's Hansen's disease. And it's treatable.
Wow. Dude. It's probably some kind of great treatment in America that we get that they probably don't get in
India.
India
doesn't get
or
it.
Or Nepal.
Oh, yeah. Or it just goes untreated for so long, it just ravishes their body. But, and then there's variants of it as well. So you can have you can treat it and still have it. It's kind of complicated because there's different kinds of leprosy. But
wow. Yeah. Let's go to the comments for just a second. Brandon Wilson's watching live from Weatherford, Texas. Thank you, Brandon. What's up? Yeah. If you have a question as we're going through this, we're going to be watching the comments. So if you have a question for Pastor Troy, we would love to answer that question for you today. I was thinking about 2 years ago, I guess it wasn't the conference that was on campus, because this past year, y'all just made it happen in Burleson.
Yeah.
And you were carting them in or bussing them in from Family Toyota. I mean, where are you parking on from the soccer field up Dobson? I mean, where were you parking all these people? How many people came to the conference in 21?
Oh, yeah. Well, we can get about 1,000 people in there.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and we do that on Sundays. We have three services on Sunday, and there's between 2,000 and 3,000 people there on Sundays. So, but no, man, there's people parked all over Old Town.
Dobson is
And we actually
up.
Have a cool train. Have you seen our cool kids train driving up and down? It's so awesome. Listen, that's actually a me thing. I wanted that train.
Okay.
I have 7 grandkids and I'm like, I need a train.
Okay.
I just thought it'd be cool to drive a train.
Paint a picture for the people watching. What is the train?
It's a train. I mean, it's a tractor that looks like a train and it's got a bunch of cars and we use that to go around and pick up all the kids and whatnot. Bring them in. It's just fun.
Unbelievable. So I was at the conference, I guess, not the one at, I was in the parking lot, but I wasn't attending the one this past year. But 2 years ago, I attended your conference at Fort Worth Convention Center. And the conference was multiple days, Fort Worth Convention Center, so packed in there. And I just remember one thing that stuck out. You were preaching, you're speaking on several of the ministries, but you're speaking on the children literally going across the scales I went to cattle auctions growing up and emu auctions and goat auctions. And I think about, there's my redneck history. And I think about the children literally coming across the auction block.
Yeah.
I thought you were kidding. I thought it was a joke, but this was no joke. For those of you watching live, this is something very serious. You said that kids literally go across the auction block.
Yeah. I've been in a room, I've been in several rooms in my lifetime where they literally bring in kids, stand them up, have them turn around. Everybody's in a room. They're bidding on them, and they have a phone, and they're like holding up a phone, and there's some joker on the other end that's bidding on them. And yeah, that's true. So
for what
purpose? Well, for sexual purposes, to be a lifelong house servant, where they'll just disappear. Typically, go into Arab nations. If they go into the sex industry, they'll end up with some kind of an American or a European organization. And they're farmed around. They don't typically live past 17, 18 years old because they're so doped up. So the market for children throughout the world especially in Asian countries, is they either, and we're talking about babies, like I can get on my phone here and go and show you the babies that we rescued just this year, and we're talking about 48 hours old. There's one child that we bought for $500 that was less than 48 hours old. Like, what would you do with that? Okay, you would sell that baby for sex, or you would sell that baby for organs, or you would sell that baby for adoption.
Unbelievable.
And so there's three different markets for kids throughout the world, but it's mostly sex. It's mostly.
And this is what you're putting a stop to through your ministries.
Yeah, we're sick and tired of it, and we fight it. We take on hell with a water pistol. I mean, we're a bunch of yahoos from Johnson County, but we keep coming across it all over the world. But it started off with just us just building food banks. And then in the places where we built food banks, they're really bad parts of town. And people just would assume I was a sexual tourist because I was a middle-aged white guy stomping around in the slum in whatever part of the world I was in. And I started noticing people were bringing me kids. And I'm like, what are these people bringing me kids for? You know, at first I thought it was just, you know, they need help, so I'm going to help them. No, they were trying to sell me these kids because, again, I fit the profile of a sexual tourist.
You look like, yeah.
I'm a middle-aged white guy.
You don't look like one.
Thank you.
No, sorry. I wasn't leaning in.
No, it's okay. No, but I do fit the profile. I mean, all three of us here fit the profile. If the three of us went stomping around in some trash dump anywhere in Central America,
Taiwan,
anywhere in East Africa, like, yeah, anywhere like Taiwan, kids, that people would start lining up children for us. And I came across that and I was just like, yeah, I'll buy them right now. How much? And like, you know, $60, $80. And I pack them up because we already have orphanages within those areas.
Wow.
And so at first, man, we just did that, you know, randomly as we came across it. And then a few years ago, we started doing it strategically and we do a work in over 53 nations throughout the world. And in every single one of these places that we have big teams, I got with them and said, I want to do this. I don't want to just do it randomly anymore. We can't just randomly do this. We have to strategically do this. And if we did it here, what would it look like? And they
Holy
all,
cow.
And so we went after it. Yeah, my goal in 2016 was to save 16 girls, and we saved 170 in 2016. And I was only trying to save 16.
Oh, 170?
That was 170.
What?
And then this year, we've already 1,726 from January the 1st to June the 1st.
Oh, wow.
To July the 1st.
1,700 plus, man.
Yeah.
So then
it's crazy.
My mind goes, so then what's next?
Yeah, that's the issue. The issue is not rescuing him, which that is an issue.
Right.
But the issue is that might be a 20-year commitment. It might be a 25-year commitment. It might be a 5-year commitment. And you have to not care. You have to just say, nope, that's my commitment. And I don't care how long we fund it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. We're just going to say yes to that. And
well, so, it's like this. It's like you know, you have a bad injury.
You got to house them and educate them.
I was about to say, you have to have a facility there that you pull them out. You can't just go, okay, cool, you're free.
No, that's right. No, you can't. And you can't. And you also cannot just turn them out when they hit a certain age, because it's a very relational process. Some girls, you know, they can go into college by the time that they're 18 or 19 years old. Most cannot, because they don't have skills. They don't have social skills. It takes them years. They've been traumatized. Their bodies are messed up. Every single one of them have a disease. Every one of them
Golly.
Do. There's no such thing as a child that's been involved in the porno industry that does not have a disease. No such thing.
And so they see you, I guess, a little bit as their source. And I guess there's some transition period of, I'm not your source, God is your source. Let me show you this.
Yeah, well, they actually just see me as their papa. So I'm called Papa Troy all over the world. And I love that, man.
Oh, wow.
And then we're in the second generation now. So a lot of our girls that we rescued 20 years ago, they're married and they have kids now. That are healthy. And exactly right. But no, they have to have skill sets. They have to learn. Number one, they have to have a family, and they have to have people that take care of them. You know, all you got to do is just be a daddy to these girls. Just imagine the paradigm. Imagine the mindset of this. How about we not molest a vulnerable child?
How about that?
How about that?
That's a novel idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, how about you be selfless instead of selfish?
Mm.
How about you just be there for them?
Mm.
And then just from that, yeah, you have to get into skill sets of what kind of education, what kind of trauma do they need to be treated for, what kind of health, you know, concerns do they have? And also, too, depending upon what culture they come from, because we're in all these nations all over the world, there's different kinds of challenges. But there's local people that do all that.
Jeez.
And so what we do is we find those people and bring them into us and say, we will fully fund you if you'll do this.
Well, I think about the team that it takes to do this. You must just have an amazing team, a massive team at this point.
They're the most remarkable people on the planet Earth. You just wouldn't believe them, man. They're so cool.
Do you want to give some shouts out to the names of your team or some groups that are helping with this?
Well, I can. I can't really name too many names. Okay. So right on. You can imagine.
Absolutely.
Right on.
Privacy piece.
But I have a team in Nepal. I actually have two teams in Nepal, and I can name Tom and Shivana, who are my very good friends. They're actually in the States right now, who head up one of our biggest teams in Nepal, and they're doing a tremendous work. We work on all the borders there. We have these bridge intervention teams, train people to profile what it looks like when a trafficker is bringing a child across there, and we get in their grill, question them, hey, who is this? And they're like, none of your business. Blow the whistle. Police are out there. The reason they're right there is because it's on the border, and also too because we train them how to speak English so that they can get a job working for the UN. So we become friends with those guys.
Oh my gosh!
Right? Hey, we'll teach you how to speak English. So we build good relationships with the police there. Blow the whistle. Take the dude. Take the girl. Take them into a room. A team of women get around them and say, "Okay, what's happening? Well, this guy's going to give me a job. No, he's going to take you to a slave room, and he's going to hold up a phone. They're going to weigh you, and then you're going to disappear." Like, what? Like, yes, that's going to happen. Hmm. And then another thing that happens is we have a team of lawyers. You're going to love this, man.
Oh.
The team of lawyers prosecutes the trafficker. So we pay for the prosecution. Like, why do you got to do that? Because in Nepal, they have a constitution. They have like a district of attorney, but you have to pay him. And that's why everybody comes from all over the world to steal kids out of Nepal, because people cannot afford to hire a prosecutor.
But we can through the ministry.
We can do that.
Let's go. Where the
heck? We prosecuted 46 traffickers last year in 1 year.
Wow.
And we're talking about they will never see the light of day.
Are they all men?
No, they're not all men.
That's what I was wondering.
No.
Some of those traffickers
probably
are
probably 70% men, 30% women.
That's unbelievable too.
So people say, if I'm gonna tithe to this church, where's my money going? And we can just, if you heard of this today, I'm assuming that Open Doors funds this.
Fund it, yeah. Open Door funds a whole lot of it. Troy Burr Ministries funds a bunch of it. Yeah. Answer International funds a bunch of it. Spark Worldwide funds a bunch of it.
That's a great point, though. Somebody wants to get involved on something that they've already heard in this podcast and their heart is just moved and say, hey, I want my tithe check to go right there.
Yeah, how do they?
I want an offering check, or I want to get a part of this ministry, whatever it looks like. How would they find this ministry to get involved? What's the best way to contact you to get involved?
There's a couple of ways. You can go to troybrewer.com. All that information is on there. And also have a 24-hour phone team at the church now, 24 hours a day. Yeah, we have our own calling center now, which is really cool. And that number is 877-413-0888.
Taylor, can you put that phone number in the comments below? Would you say that number one more time? 24-hour hotline in Open Door Ministries.
Thank you. It's 877, not 817, but 877-413-0888.
That's for anything human trafficking.
Yep. You can call and just say, hey, I want 100% of this money to go to wherever. We can do that.
Wow.
So,
are there counselors on the line if someone's dealing with mental illness or suicidal thoughts? Is it that way?
It is mostly a group of widow ladies that pray with people and get people connected to the right people.
Okay.
That's mostly what it is. But we also do have professional counselors. I mean, people with PhDs that are on our staff. Because we deal with a lot of trauma and we deal with a lot of those kinds of things.
I don't like to bring this up, but I lost a longtime friend to suicide this week. And it's been, I think that's number 16 for me in my life. That's very close to me. It started at Nola Dunn Elementary in sixth grade. Marshall, my sixth grade classmate, took his life at Nola Dunn Elementary. So I started the knowledge of suicide being real to me at a young age, and it's just gone through my life a pattern of this. And I hate suicide with
too.
A vengeance.
I hate it.
And my thought around this is, and here we are again this week. I lose a close friend. Is that hotline, could that hotline be for someone dealing with suicidal thoughts?
Sure could, promise you. And this is, and again, our counselors, the guys that we have, are Jesus-loving, professional. We're talking about professional psychologists. Wow. Because, and that's one of the reasons, is because, man, suicide is such a real deal now. Oh, people so lose real. Hope and just say, you know what? I'm just going to end it all. No. Listen, you got to have hope. You got to have hope.
The semicolon, not the period. I love that.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't have to end here.
That's right. It does not.
Wow. Well, that's the international version of Pastor Troy. Let's talk about the local version right now. You mentioned some things going on right now. Where do you live? What do you call home base? And what's going on locally right now in your ministries?
Well, I actually live out in Glen Rose now. So I moved out there on my 50th birthday. Yep.
And you're 50?
I'm 54, man. Oh. I'm fixing to be 55.
Dude, booyah. You look awesome. That's a commute
I told you.
Right there, dude.
I told you I had socks ordering you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, I'll be 55 this year. I've been married 32 years.
Hallelujah.
Yep. And
she's bad to the bone.
She is bad. She is awesome, man. She's a good girl. So here locally, man, what's going on is, again, I lived in Joshua my entire life until I was 50.
Mm-hmm.
Never lived within 5 miles, further than 5 miles from where
I
moved
cool.
when I was 50. Uh-huh. And then moved out there, and we have a little ranch out there we call Third Stage Ranch, and it's awesome, and I love living out there. And here locally, we have the food bank here, which we're about to have our 31st anniversary of the food bank here.
Who can eat at the food bank, and what are you giving?
We give away around 8 million pounds of food a year at the food bank here locally, 8 million pounds.
Wow.
And
anybody mic drop there.
Any ranch style beans in there?
Dude, you wouldn't believe how good the food is. You just wouldn't believe it.
I would believe it because I came to Open Doors Halloween festival, which is massive.
Yeah.
And the food they're giving away at Halloween for my kids are leaving with 12 packs of Powerade, like name brand stuff. I mean, it's not like, hey, yeah, we don't want this, it's expired. Here's some Fold Gish. This isn't Goldfish. This is Fold Gish. No, it's Goldfish, and it was bought yesterday. You know, I mean, so
it's good food. Monster energy drinks.
Yeah, it's Starbucks in a bottle. I mean, like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Now, no judgment zone around the people that are coming hungry, too. I mean, it can be people that own a nice house, own a nice car, but they're hungry.
No, we do not care. And again, we don't do that to get people to come to church. We do that because we are the church.
Wow.
And that's our responsibility. And we do that. And so now, man, we have, and there are people that come from all the surrounding counties. I mean, on Saturday, we did our food outreach at the food bank. We did our food outreach in Walnut Springs, and we did our food outreach in North Houston. We have a food bank down there
North
too.
North Houston too? What city is that in?
Madisonville.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
the home of Buc-ee's.
There you go. Yeah, you nailed that, man. But anyway, we fed 3,700 people just on Saturday.
Oh my.
Not 37 people.
No, 3,700.
We didn't have a potluck in the Family Life Center.
Yeah.
We fed 37. We fed the Verizon
Wireless
Center.
Loaded up their cars with the best groceries you've ever seen. So big shout out to Walmart Distribution Center, who's
really
a big, huge part. Yeah, Kiwi, Buc-ee's gives to us.
The
700 Club gives to us.
Has
for forever. Sent us big giant trucks of food.
Dude, this
Walmart
has grown to a level that I had no idea.
Bro, you'd have to see it to believe it, man.
Honestly,
it's incredible.
So I had a friend that served, I guess, last Saturday, and they told me, they're like, there are Lexuses pulling up. There are nice cars pulling up. And it's people that have just come on hard times. It's like, man, I cannot pay my bills this month. I'm hungry. I bought this nice car when times are good, but I can't eat. And it's no judgment zone. It's we'll feed you not just portions.
Care.
We're going to make you full and fat. And we're also
going to say thank you. And we're going to treat you like you paid $500 to come onto our property.
I didn't know that.
And we're going to give you a hug and say, dude, you know, I mean, we got it to give away. People say, well, what if somebody steals from you? Dude, how can you steal if I'm giving it away?
It's not stealing, you can have it.
Right. But let me tell you about a lot of the Alexises and a lot of those cars. A lot of those people are business owners that load up people and take them to the food bank.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And just go, hey, I want to show you this. You're going to dig this. And these people will help you, and they'll help you continuously.
Jeez.
And so it's really cool.
I love that. And your ranch, the name of your ranch in Glen Rose, developed that. How did you name that ranch?
Well, Third Stage Ranch, and I got to tell you about Redemption Ranch, okay?
But you're going to drop it?
Yeah, I am going to drop it. Even though I'm going to have to ask everybody to keep a secret, because we're not going to typically, we're not going to truly launch it until September, but we can all keep a secret.
All right, breaking news here, but keep it a secret.
Okay, so Third Stage Ranch, which is my place out there, we call it Third Stage because it's not like, it's like, you know, the Bible talks about some is 30-fold, some is 60-fold, some is 100-fold, right? There's the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy place of the temple, you know, past, present, future, as opposed to history to destiny, that third place, that third stage, right? Man, dude, you got to fight for it, you know? There's like Egypt, the wilderness, and the promised land, right? Wow. It's like, I got to get into that promised place. Mm. And so that's a big deal for me. Not that I'm living that, but I'm going after it, you know, right? But
third stage, that is cool.
It is cool, man. I love that, man. We decided, because there's no beds in the state of Texas for girls out of trafficking, for kids out of the foster care system, which is a huge, see, the government was never meant to be a parent.
No.
And so what happens is, at 18 years old, man, a lot of these kids, they'll turn 18 and they're out. And the people they're staying with, and I don't want to cuss anybody that's in a foster care system. Praise God for anybody that's in that. But a lot of them will still turn them out on their 18th birthday. Mm. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to get a check anymore from the government. Mm. Dude,
turn them out.
Don't even, I'm about to say something mean about that. Okay. So I'm like, really? Really and truly, you're going to make that kid leave your house on their 18th birthday? Are you high, man? Anyway, yes. So last month in the state of Texas, there's way over 200 boys. And that's not boys and girls, but just boys that hit the street that are no longer a part of the system, do not have a single place in the world to go. And there's no beds for them.
Whoa.
And so we bought a bunch of land out near Throckmorton, and we're in the process right now of building some big facilities. The local girls that we're rescuing, we're going to have horse therapy. We're actually going to have a professional mental health clinic there, mental health clinic for anybody that's struggling with addiction or anybody that's struggling with suicide. And plus also, too, dealing with the trauma that all these girls are that we're rescuing here locally. We're going to have a place. We're actually building a place. My good friend Steve Stone, I don't know if you know Steve Stone or not. He's a bass man for Casey Donahue Band. And he and I run around together a whole bunch. He's building a place right now to put beds so that we can start taking these foster care kids in, because we're finding these kids tied up in porno. I'm talking about in the porno business, which means they're being trafficked. Simply because there's a list of who's getting out this month, and those traffickers go after those kids, and we're like, let's get them, and let's love them, and let's help them, and let's be good to them.
So this is really happening. Like Redemption Ranch is really happening.
It's really happening. Yeah. So it's gonna be the coolest demonstration of, you know, one of the things that's very frustrating for me, if I can just say this, is I tell everybody all over the world, I wish you would just come go with us to Uganda and see what we do. I wish you'd come go with us to Belize. I wish you'd come go with us to India or to Nepal. And it's nearly impossible for people to do that. And I get that. And I'm like, if you could just see it, it would change everything. So we're going to build something here that anybody in the world can come to, stay at a cabin and see and go, wow, the kingdom of heaven looks just like that.
I love that. And I think I get a visual there. So there's going to be places for people to come serve and be a part of it a week.
You bet.
And then there's going to be buildings where there's tons of beds. Come serve.
Yep.
You know, it's like a nonstop youth camp for people that really need it.
Yeah.
You know, just let's go have a blast and save some kids and give them some beds and give them some hope. And we're going to deal hope all over them. Okay, 7 minutes left. I want Troy to have an open mic to say what you want, promote what you want, deliver what you want. If it's a message, if it's, hey, I got this coming up, I want y'all to be involved in it. Come Sunday to our church. Here's the detail. Whatever you want, the next 6.5 minutes are yours. So you take this in a direction, any direction that you feel led, and we're going to wrap this thing up big because, I mean, the comments here are blowing up. People just love and are mind blown. Probably the biggest emotion here is people had no idea how big this is, and I bet you have a lot of people get involved because of the Local Legend Show today, and I pray that happens.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? Here's what I would say. I would say the world is saying, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid, and that's not what God is saying. He's saying, jump in, jump in, jump in. Mm. And man, you don't have to have a budget for this. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just got to be able to get involved. And I say this, if nobody gets involved with what we do, just right where you're at, there's somebody who you can change their entire life just by simply being good to them.
Wow.
The Bible says, man, that we answer evil with the goodness of God. You answer evil with good. And we're all from Texas. Like, no, man, if I'm gonna answer a knife, I'm gonna bring a nuclear weapon, right? That's how we do things in Texas. And I totally get that. And it's been a big challenge for me not to become the machine gun preacher over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I tell people that. I say I cannot be alone with I was in Belize a few years ago, and I was alone with a trafficker. And we were getting this little girl from her. She was from him. She was 12 years old. She was a stick, man. She probably weighed 70 pounds. Mm. And I heard about her, and I heard that she needed a rescue. We went over there, and we did a deal, and I went and got her. And while she was getting her stuff together, he was bragging about how he had molested her, and he started saying, all she does is cry. You can have her. All she does is cry. Mm. And I seriously contemplated murder. Mm. I seriously went, I think I could take you out and bury you behind this house, and I think I would be okay with that.
Get me out of this situation quickly.
Now that I've said that, God didn't call me into this for me to be a murderer.
Sure, I love that.
And I mean, but I've struggled. I struggle emotionally with all this. Like everybody struggles with this, and this is what I say to you guys here and to everybody that's watching. Mm-hmm. You can just be good to somebody right where you're at, and I mean, be lavishly good to somebody.
Sure.
You know, we just bought a widower a house, and whenever we got his house, yeah, we did all the equipment. We did everything on the inside. We landscaped his yard. You don't just give him a piece of junk house and go, here, man, you gotta go over the top with it.
I laugh when people give away shoes and the shoes are talking. I mean, they're like the sole is
don't
flapping.
Don't do that. Don't bring your holy underwear and say, here, I'm going to bless you with this.
That's a challenge to anybody watching this morning. You know, your 3-year-old underwear is not a blessing to anybody.
That's not a blessing. If it stands up by itself, you don't want to give that away.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. You know, you've blessed me.
Yeah, man.
Incredible. Immensely this morning. I know you have an unbelievable productive schedule, and to take 45 minutes of your time and come spend it in Crowley, Texas, in the middle of nowhere with, you know, us, and just kick it, you know?
Oh, man, it's awesome, man.
It means the world.
You guys are my peeps, man. I mean, we're all the same, and we're all in the same neck of the woods, and it's amazing, man. So thank
cool.
you.
I love that you said little old Johnson County is making a difference, because it doesn't matter where you are. Kindness costs nothing.
It costs nothing.
And it's an amazing thing to see how many people have latched on to the message that every Sunday is preached loud and clear from the pulpit, now live in many nations. I just bless your ministry in Jesus' name. I pray that continues to avalanche. You called it exponential growth. I pray that in everything that your hand touches.
Thanks.
And, you know, I want to come down to Third Stage Ranch. You know,
Come out, man.
That sounds
come
like
out.
A blast.
I double dog dare you.
I love it, man. Troy texted me some pictures of deer out there one time. I was like, dude, you're living the dream.
Dude,
it's so beautiful out there. Glen Rose, Texas. It is. It's a great place. There's probably dinosaur bones if we dig.
I found some tracks on my property. I dug one of them up and put it in my fireplace.
Oh,
see
my
it.
Gosh.
So cool.
Dude, I love this. So, troybrewer.com to sum it all up. If you liked what you heard this morning, click share down there. Do him a favor. 30 seconds. Click share button down there. You never know where your friends, family, or Facebook fans will find a message that they needed here today. So, on behalf of Taylor, James, Pastor Troy, we'll be back next Wednesday. You guys stay awesome.
Peace.